humanitarian situation in the country remains a serious one. The 2019 humanitarian response plan basically targeted 5.7 million people, and the number of people who were in need was much higher, around 7.2. And the resources needed to address the humanitarian need in 2019 went about 1.5 billion. At the beginning of this year, when we were planning, there was a lot of question whether the humanitarian need will be now completely gone since we have signed the peace agreement last year in September. The answer is no, because although the peace agreement was signed in September, it will take a bit of time for the vulnerabilities that people were facing to actually disappear. As long as we have people in a state of vulnerabilities for a protracted period of time, the humanitarian need will be continue to be there, at least in the short time. So the need for food assistance, the need for protection, the need for health support all remain there, and that's why we have the requirement for 2019 still targeting 5.7 million people, with $1.5 billion requested. As of now, what I could say was that as of April, May of this year, we have been able to reach about 3.4 million people already, with food, water, protections, and other nutrition services. Have managed to mobilize about 38% of the resources required. That will amount to about 600 million. What has also been important to note is that since the peace agreement was signed, we have seen a remarkable improvement in our ability to access pretty much every part of the country, which we didn't have before, except for part of Yei, which remained a bit tricky in terms of access. Humanitarian actors are able now to get to places in the country and to deliver that assistance. And then what we are doing at the basis of that is to try to do as much as possible before the rainy season started. So to try to go as far as we can with the resources that we have on our hands. So with WFP and colleague, we try now to pre-position all the humanitarian supply before the rainy season starts, so we can go as much as possible, as far as possible on the existing road from the main hub to the places where people needed to be able to really reach them. So the main message is that, yes, humanitarian assistance still remain. We require as much as resources as possible to reach them. And we need to continue to maintain the level of access that we have, so that does not really go back into what we faced before, so to allow people to reach as many people as needed.
Yes, you just mentioned something about rainy season, and some parts of the country have already witnessed serious downpour. Has the rainy season impacted on the delivery of assistance at all?
Yes, it has, in a couple of ways. One is that with the rain, we have now a lot of floods being reported in many parts of the country. We have flash flood in a wheel town, for example, that have led to almost 3,000 households being displaced. We have heavy rains affecting communities in Jonglei and affecting communities in Bo and Twik East and Nayuk and Fangak. And all these places are areas that are prone to flood. And the thing is that many of the humanitarian actors in those areas are responding as quickly as possible with what they have in hand. But the challenge is that it's not necessarily possible to reach every single corner where you have a flash flood taking place. But the humanitarian actors are doing as much as possible to do what they can. The second way that the rains affect our work in general is that with the rain, the road becomes really bad. So places where you could drive to before, you are no longer able to drive. So what happened now is if you have places closer to the major logistical hub for the humanitarian, such as Bo, Malakali, Rumbek, you can probably drive from those places to any area close to there. But if you have to take things from Juba to other places, then you have a tougher time now to get through. And what we do is, if you not able to really use the preposition supply to reach people, then at the last resort, then you try to really fly and use river to try and to deliver that assistance. But flying, as you know, costs much more than actually driving. So we try as much as possible to use the roadway before we have to resort to flying. But yes, the rain does affect the way that we engage in providing humanitarian assistance.
Yes, Deputy SRSG, what areas of the country need the most support?
Well, the support is needed in pretty much everywhere. You can't say there's more support needed in one place than others. But what we could say was that what we're trying to do was also to look at how to make sure we provide assistance in the place where people have much vulnerability indicated.